This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Oh, Captain, good morning. And people, I'm telling you, I just dropped my paper. I have a rough night.
You did what?
I dropped my paper. Let me just say this. Okay. First of all, God bless you all in one more night, because I won't be home today, meaning after the show. But then I'll do two nights of shout-outs. And all of you know you're going to be on that. It's going to be really, really blessed. I'm in the process. Some of you didn't know this. I had to wait till a family member passed away for protection. I'm going to be writing a book. It's actually begun. I'm going to be dictating it. But it's about living off the grid. Why is it important? Because we may have to live off the grid, and I did. And let me tell you, dear God in heaven, let me die first before I ever go through that again. That was terrible. And getting away from there was terrible. So I'm starting on that. And then you know that I have my prayer and accessory work during the day. And I don't think there's a moment for me now to breathe. Oh, my goodness. But I'm not as busy as the captain. I shouldn't be complaining. Okay. Love everything I do, but I just want you to know. And by the way, I have no idea how long it will be or anything, but it's already begun. So just to let you know. Now, this is a kind of a timely message. You know, we're halting. We're absolutely split as a nation. We're halting between opinions. Even Republicans, we're halting. Okay, let's talk about Elijah. Elijah was a great man of God. He was one of the best prophets, by the way. He was one of the top prophets of God, and hated, of course, by the prophets of Baal, which were the false prophets. We would call them nowadays. Well, I think the captain can name them. We're not going to go there. Anyway, well, yeah, we can say that. The ones that are, you know, not giving the truth out. Okay. Yeah, the socialists. There you go. Okay, now, I'm reading this off with burning eyes tonight. In 1 Kings, and you all can read it for yourself, really, but it's such a good story. 1 Kings 18, Elijah was, he was so hated. And so 450 of Baal's men, which mean they were false prophets, they were bad dudes. Let's just put it that they did all kind of stuff that was bad. And they said, you know what, we're going to come after you. And so Elijah said, okay, send me 450 of your best that ate at Jezebel's table. That's quite a story, by the way. So they did it. And Elijah was very angry with the people, and I'll tell you why. Because we got them then, like we had them then, like we have them now. You got to make your choices. You can't. Well, I like this one today. No, tomorrow I want that one. No. Make your choice, like you good Trumpsters. You stand by Trump, like we do. But they had people that were halting between two. And so Elijah said to them, how long will you halt between two opinions? He even wanted their help, and they wouldn't help him. They left him alone. Oh, you're going to fight this battle. That wasn't too nice. All right. He said, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if it's Baal you want, then follow him. I'm kind of feeling like saying that. If you guys think you want Pocahontas, go ahead, and you'll see what socialism is like. I'm not trying to be mean tonight, but, you know, this really reminds me of today in a way. So then Elijah said, I alone remain a prophet of God, but Baal's prophets are 450. So let's see what happens. Now, their deal was whoever can call down fire from heaven first, you know, that would be the true God. So he went ahead and let the guys of Baal, they did everything. Oh, my goodness, they just did everything to try to start a fire. You'd think 450 of them could. I mean, they put wood. They did everything. And but, of course, there were no matches. They couldn't use that. But there were ways they could, you know. Then around noon, Elijah mocked them and said, where is your God? I mean, is he sleeping? What's happening? Well, the guys got mad, and you know how they get when they really get mad on the other side? The captain will tell you about that. Anyway, they get mad. Are they going to get even? So they started cutting themselves, and they started really getting angry. But Elijah just stood there, and then at the time of the evening sacrifice, and that there is something to that. I don't have time to get into it. Nothing happened. So Elijah said, come in to me, all the people. And he repaired the altar because he was going to use his own, took stones, and I'm going to leave a lot out of here because it's for lack of time. You can read it. It's quite a story. And he said, now I want water poured on everything. This was to prove that it had to be God doing it, not him. The others didn't do it. He said, he told his men, pour water. Three times, water on the altar. So that if fire came down, you know, it'd have to be a miracle for fire to take. All right. Then at the time of the offering, the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am thy servant. Oh, I love when he says, I am thy servant. I weep when I know a man this powerful that could actually make it rain or stop, because he's known to be. He said, I am thy servant. And that's the beautiful. I don't know why I wasn't even going to say that, but that just stands out to me. And he said that you've turned their heart back again, and the fire fell, consumed the sacrifice. And all the people said, the Lord, he is God. People, we don't have to go through that. We can accept our God, the Jehovah God of America. Thank you so much, Captain, and I'll...
All righty, that got the computer. sorry about that. The computer cut her right off. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Your phone calls are welcome, 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. They are out of Seattle, Washington, and they listen to this show on AM 920 and AM 1400. KITZ, Mega Talk Radio up there in Seattle, Bremerton, hello, Navy, and Tacoma, Washington. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got problems like what I've got, arthritis because of a lot of the injuries I've had over the years, both in the military and in the fire service, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, and just general pain, I got an idea that might work for you, because I was taking, and I took for the better part of 10 years, Mobic and Flexeril, because of the problems I was having. And I was pretty much stuck to that and figured that I'd have to take that, you know, for the rest of my life. Now, the problem was it's got some side effects to it, and every now and then I wouldn't care for the side effects. And I figured there had to be a better way to do things. So I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher do the ad for Relief Factor, and he talked about the 1995 3-week quick start. And I figured to myself, I said, well, $20. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'm only out $20 to see what happens. So I did my thing and ordered it, and it showed up in the packet that it comes in, green and white packet, and I started taking it 3 times a day to begin with, and then I cut it down to 2 times a day because the goal was to take it, you know, as little as you could to make it work. I had to keep it at 2 because 1 didn't work for me. The pain would come back. So I take it in breakfast when I have my breakfast, and I take it when I have my lunch. That's how I do it. And it works. It works for me. So if it worked for me, hopefully it will work for you. So try the 1995 3-week quick start by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. I mean, all you got to lose is pain, right? relieffactor.com/captain. And you can let me know how it works out, because a lot of people have been sending me messages, and we got a message from Gary yesterday that told me, he thanked me very much for telling him about it, because it was working quite famously for him. So appreciate that. And, you know, all the things that go on, Andrew Gillum is back in the news again. This guy just won't go away. I mean, please. He couldn't make it as governor, got beat by Ron DeSantis, and now he's on CNN. Figures, right? Listen to what he had to say, talking about guns.
The truth is about this president is that he's actually not a person of his word. He says one thing one day and then does another. I mean, even when he's pretending to be bold in his actions, right? First he threatens Mexico and goes right up to the line and then says, oh, we're not going to do that. Then he threatens China with these tariffs. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, we're going to delay them so that the American people don't feel the weight of them over the holiday season. Then he got out there on guns, obviously, and said, after Parkland, to be quite frank, in my home state of Florida, we need background checks. We need red flag laws. And all of a sudden, now he's backed away. Donald Trump is weak. The emperor has no clothes on. And it's really devastating to see on this issue where there's such unanimity, such a pull both from the left and the right, to see something happen here, to see him basically feckless for all intent and purpose.
Now, here's the problem with Andrew Gillum. He's the guy that got brought up on ethics charges for, gosh, lying in Florida, taking some of his money and not necessarily using it for what it was supposed to be used for, had to pay a fine. He's the guy impeccable integrity that's out there talking about somebody else. You can look no further than at Andrew Gillum, who is no shining knight and shouldn't even be talking about other people when he himself has a lot to be checked out about. Now, Beto, who should just go home and stay there, is trying to make it sound like he knows about the economy. He knows all about the economy because he has such an economic mind. Really? Listen to this.
This current trade war that the president has entered our country into is not working. It is hammering the hell out of farmers across this country who do not want bailouts or payoffs. They just want to be able to make a profit in what they're growing and be able to have those markets again that they worked a lifetime to create. The American consumer understands that these tariffs are a tax on them, one of the greatest tax increases on the middle class in the history of this country. And so, yes, we need to hold China accountable. But when have we ever gone into a war, a military war or a trade war, without allies or friends and partners? Let's make sure that we bring our friends in the European Union, Canada and Mexico and others, and bring a united front against China, to make sure that they respect the rules of the road, that they respect our economy, our farmers, and our workers. That's the best possible way to come to a conclusion that benefits our economy and ensures that we have a stable global economy going forward. Because
now, this is the guy who ran out of money in his campaign and went back home to try to recreate himself or whatever. This is the guy who early on spent money like it was water over the dam, which is why he ran out of money. This is the guy who got taken to the woodshed by Ted Cruz when it came time for economic issues in the state of Texas that he wasn't even able to stay abreast of. Because, again, the philosophy that these folks on the left have is to spend. Now, that's not to say that the Republicans haven't been doing the same thing with the budget that they've got, because they have. They have. Now, who knows what's going to happen here in the next few months or year? I don't. And if I had a crystal ball, I would say that you're probably going to see the interest rates go down, number one. You're probably going to see taxes cut a little bit more, number two. And this will all be done to stimulate the economy to make sure that it doesn't go in the tank. And this is what I think is coming. And if it does, we'll be fine. Now, the Democrats, even though they control the House of Representatives, they are going to have to realize that if they don't come to play ball and work with the Republicans on something when it comes to our economy, that they are going to pay the piper too. Because people vote their wallets, as we well know, by James Carville. Remember him? It's the economy, stupid. Yep. Remember that. Remember that. Now, here was Jake Tapper pressuring Peter Navarro. And listen to this back and forth here.
Let me just read this to you. The Iowa Soybean Association President Lindsay Grenier says, quote, short-term stair-step subsidies, which is what the administration is offering these farmers, are a poor remedy for trade. She says your negotiations right now with China are all talk and no action. When are the farmers going to have this off their back?
Let's talk about the strategy here, because there's a very clear strategy. Going back to Mar-a-Lago in the spring of 2017, the president has always been willing to talk to the Chinese. But when the Chinese have failed to deliver, when they've reneged on their commitments, he's taken action. And if you look at the arc of the negotiations...
It's been a year and these guys are still suffering,
if you look at the arc of the negotiations, 100 days after Mar-a-Lago, they didn't do anything, so we had a 301 investigation, signaling to China, do things. We had to add tariffs when they failed to do things. Then we went to Buenos Aires. They made us more promises. We went to Osaka. They made us more promises. Here's the thing. We've talked with the Chinese for decades about changing their ways.
Right.
They are not going to change their ways unless the president actually has action that backs that up.
But here's the thing. You and the administration keep on saying that the entire burden of these tariffs and this trade war is being borne by China.
Absolutely true.
A study from researcher at Harvard, the University of Chicago, the IMF, and the Federal Reserve Bank in Boston in May found that U.S. importers are shouldering about 95% of the price change from the tariffs, and China is shouldering only 5%.
See, that dog won't hunt. Let's do some math here, right? You put on 10% tariffs on $200 billion.
Are you saying that their research is wrong?
Hang on. Just do some math with me. $200 billion, we put on a 10% tariff. China.
All right, well, they're talking about the tariffs. They're talking about dollar for dollar, and Jake Tapper was absolutely wrong with what he said and the way he said it. But are you surprised? Shouldn't be. All right, I'll be right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory, the Dow gaining almost 250 points. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway telling Fox News, President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment as brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot more about the National Aviation Academy, especially up there in Massachusetts, because up there in Conway, Massachusetts, they are expanding the size of the campus and going to a nighttime and daytime class setup up there. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, sometimes you got to take the bull by the horns and do what you need to do to better yourself. And I know a lot of you are just kind of spinning your wheels at the job you're in. Maybe you can't go anywhere. You can't get a pay raise, a promotion, benefits. You're kind of stuck in the toilet and all that. Well, let me tell you what happens if you decide to become an aviation maintenance tech. First of all, it's one of the most sought-after positions in the world. Because aircraft are not going away. Aircraft need to be fixed. They need to be repaired. It's not just about military aircraft. It's about civilian aircraft, all types, all sizes. Now, as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you have the opportunity to control your own destiny to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for whatever you can do for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, let me explain. When you come out of school from the National Aviation Academy with your certification, you will start at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Now, after that, depending on where you go and who hires you, if you wind up with a military contractor, or let's say you wind up with a foreign aircraft company or a foreign government, you could very easily be making a six-figure salary very, very quickly just because you're going overseas. Now, that being the case, to find out more, you need to go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give the National Aviation Academy a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside of Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area, because 14 months is what it takes, 14 months. And, of course, your post-9/11 GI Bill will cover all the modern-day warriors. If you're pre-9/11 with the GI Bill, you need to call them and find out what it is that you got left or that will be covered by that. In some cases, it'll be taken care of. In other cases, it's a percentage. And then what you do is you just go and get a standard student loan, which they can help you with at naa.edu. Or, again, give them a call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open. Now, North Korea said that their leader, Kim Jong-un, supervised another test firing of an unspecified new weapon seen as an attempt to pressure Washington and Seoul over the slow nuclear negotiations and their joint military exercises. Of course, no surprise there, right? And we'll see what happens. Now, an Iranian oil tanker sailed through the Mediterranean towards Greece on Monday after it was released from detention off Gibraltar, and Tehran said that any U.S. move to seize the vessel again would have heavy consequences. Now, what that means, you figure it out. Also, former Army football standout Brent Toth will have a chance to go pro after Army officials signed a waiver allowing him to bypass the remainder of his military commitment and instead sign with an NFL team. That's part of the new policy coming out of the service academies. Now, the Air Force Office of Special Investigations was unable to cooperate allegations of sexual assault and an unprofessional relationship between General John Hyten, President Trump's choice to be the number two uniformed official in the military, and the Army colonel who worked for him. The Trump administration also has informally green-lit a potential major arms sale to Taiwan involving dozens of new Lockheed Martin F-16V fighter jets, according to administration and Capitol Hill sources. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Also, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other members of the National Security Team briefed President Donald Trump on the state of peace negotiations in Afghanistan, with Pompeo saying afterwards that, led by the president, we're working diligently on the path forward. We'll see where that goes. And as the U.S. and Taliban are on the brink of securing a peace deal that would remove the U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan, a new report cautions that Afghan warlords are readying for a potential civil war. That could get interesting. And U.S. military officials in Iraq now will seek out Iraq approval before launching any air operations, a move made a day after the nation's prime minister announced a ban of unauthorized flights, including those involving coalition forces that are fighting ISIS. Now, the local Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan claimed responsibility for the deadliest attack in the capital this year, where 73 were killed, 182 were wounded, which outraged the Afghans that were there at a wedding, 5,000 people at a wedding. That's really kind of strange. But anyway, they questioned just how safe they'll be under an approaching deal between the U.S. and the Taliban to end America's longest war. Well, I think we know the answer to that. They're not going to be. Now, President Donald Trump said Afghanistan can't be a laboratory for terror, as discussions over the potential U.S. withdrawal from the country persist after nearly 20 years of war. And President Trump's efforts to end the U.S. war in Afghanistan keep hitting a major roadblock, his own proclamations that he wants to get out. We're not just going to pull troops out of there and just leave. That's not the way it's going to work. There will be some sort of force, even if we do cut down our troops left behind in Iraq. Question is, will it be enough to do what needs to be done? So we'll see. Now, also, for months, Afghans have been waiting anxiously and patiently to see whether or not negotiations between U.S. officials and the Taliban will lead to a lasting peace and a solid path to power sharing, or leave them all hanging, holding the bag, facing revived conflict and a possible Taliban takeover. And that didn't exactly work very good the last time around. They're very concerned about that. And good morning, Dave, in Indiana. Dave is saying that the way I see it, if liberalism was so good, why do they need to lie about it? You can watch a liberal newscast or listen to a liberal politician for 5 minutes and catch them on 10-plus lies. That's my 2 cents worth about it. Well, Dave, that's true. There used to be a joke in the old days. It was, how can you tell when a liberal's lying? His lips are moving. That was the joke that was out there for years and years and years. I guess it still applies today. But it is what it is. And by the way, tonight, for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, I'll be over at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Everything starts at 6:30. And what we usually do is you get there early, have a little dinner, and then the pledge is said, the national anthem is sung, and then they have some speakers, and everybody's out of there by about 8:30 at the latest. And I will be there, along with the Rules for Deplorables author, Kathy Chamberlain. And I'll tell you all about where I'm going to be next week in just a few minutes, because next week I'll be over at the River Church for a Club 45 meeting, and looking forward to that because I'll be the keynote speaker for the night. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard. Moving on, the theme from the television series, moving on, Will and Sonny out there on the road. $2 a mile, they'd go anywhere with that big old black Kenworth and that 40-foot Great Dane Reefer behind it, too. That's from many years ago on television. Now, a large ridge of high pressure continues to deliver summer heat with humidity in several sections of the country. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across the desert southwest, the south central plains, the mid to lower Mississippi Valley, and a small part of the middle Atlantic. Meanwhile, an enhanced risk of organized severe thunderstorms is possible from Iowa to Illinois to Indiana, and we are in fact seeing that right now in Indiana with severe thunderstorms, a line of storms. We've got some flash flood watches up, especially along I-80 right now, it looks like, and over towards Des Moines, north and west of Des Moines. You've got some severe thunderstorm watches in effect right now, and there is a move, a line of storms that is moving from the west to the east. It's getting closer to Illinois, and that will move over into Illinois today and probably continue over into Indiana. Now, we do have in the western part of Missouri, which brings in coming out of Oklahoma, it brings in Joplin, it brings in Springfield, it brings in Branson, it brings in Fort Leonard Wood. You have got high heat advisories there today, and it's going to be anywhere from 100 to 105. That'll be the feel-like temperature. The eastern part of Kansas today, from about Salina east all the way to Kansas City, and That's going to be another area where you're going to see temperatures around 100 to 105 heat index temperatures. Now, down in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and central Oklahoma, that would include I-40, I-44, I-35. In that central part of Oklahoma, temperatures will approach 105 to 110 degrees with the heat index. Temperatures will be near 100. Now, the rest of Oklahoma and all of the north and central part of Texas, to include the Dallas Metroplex and San Antonio, you've got a high heat advisory there today, as well as in all of Arkansas, the northern part of Louisiana, the northern and western part of Mississippi, and the western part of Tennessee, to include Memphis, Tennessee, all the way up to the Kentucky line. And temperatures there will be in the 90s, but the heat index will be around 100 to 105. So be advised of that. Now, let's go out west, because Arizona, again, is going to be hot, really hot. Now, Flagstaff today is going to have a high heat advisory for heat index temperatures around 100 degrees to 105, which is a little bit unusual for Flagstaff, but it's going to be there. Nonetheless, from Tucson to Phoenix to I-8 over to Yuma, I-10 over the Needles, up on I-40, Kingman, Las Vegas, and out into the desert to Barstow, along I-40 and out into the desert to Ontario on I-10 in California, you're going to have temperatures, heat index, feel-like temperatures of 110, 115 degrees. And in Arizona, you could very easily have temperatures approaching 115 to 120. So keep that in mind. Now, there's a little area in central North Dakota to the eastern part of North Dakota, right on the line with Minnesota, right now, where we have got what looks like some thunderstorms moving to the east. Got a little bit of rain, by the way, in the eastern part of South Dakota tonight, too. And it looks like as if we're going to have a cold front or a cooler area of temperatures coming in the next day or two from Washington State all the way down, covering most of Oregon along the Pacific Ocean. So be advised of that. Now, there is also a high heat index advisory for New Jersey and Philadelphia today. Be advised of that. And down in Florida, on the Gulf side of Florida, in particular, looks like Citrus County, you have got flood watch going on right now. So that's what's going on. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And it certainly is worth stopping at, because they got a lot of great things going on there. So next time you see a Pilot and Flying J, if you haven't been in one in a while, pull in there and see what they're all about. I'm sure you're going to be glad you did. All righty, on the telephone line, Denise Simon from BoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We missed an opportunity yesterday, but you wrote about it. But something happened in Russia, and they're calling it Putin's Chernobyl, where a nuke, something went dark, the monitors and all that, with a mysterious missile explosion. What is it that took place, or don't we know?
Yeah, we do know. It looked like there was actually two explosions at the same location. And this particular location is way up north in a town that's almost hard to pronounce. Anyway.
We'll just call it Hootown.
It's the Naval Testing Range, and it's been well known since certainly to the Cold War. But remember, you've got Putin who wanted to test this wonderful, terrific, what is called Skyfall missile system.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that's probably what was being developed there and tested. And I think it ended up killing six scientists. Russia admitted that something happened, but then they're downplaying the whole thing, and then, you know, it wasn't this and it wasn't that, and, you know, here comes the whole disinformation campaign. Well, there were people in and around that area that were doing radiation readings, and they were significantly elevated. In fact, Russian officials were passing out iodine to residents of the town. Then they were evacuating another town that was closer to the location. Then they denied they were doing an evacuation.
Well, we tested a missile too, though, didn't we, in the last couple of days?
Well, in the meantime, there are four. Some are reporting that there were two monitoring stations, but the Wall Street Journal is confirming that there are four monitoring stations that have all gone dark. Mm. And so that in to itself is significant. And because we got out of the treaty that the Trump administration announced, what, last month, I guess.
Yep.
We actually did a test ourselves of a particular missile that we couldn't otherwise have tested if we were still in that treaty.
All right, hold.
So, yes, we did our own.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, and I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. And don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.